Good afternoon. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. There's been no winner declared in the presidential election. According to the Associated Press, Joe Biden is six Electoral College votes away from claiming victory. That's the number at stake in Nevada, where counting continues and Biden holds a slim lead. A judge has denied a Trump campaign request to stop counting absentee votes in Michigan. Yesterday, the Associated Press called the Michigan presidential election for Democrat Joe Biden. Trump won the state in 2016. A judge in Georgia has dismissed a lawsuit by the state Republican Party and President Trump's campaign that asked him to ensure a coastal county was following state laws on processing absentee ballots. In Pennsylvania, the Trump campaign won an appellate ruling to get party and campaign observers closer to election workers who are processing mail-in ballots in Philadelphia, but the order did not affect the counting of ballots that is proceeding in Pennsylvania. Here in Florida, State Representative Anna Eskamani says the Florida Democratic Party needs to be reimagined. Eskamani won re-election in the Orlando area, but Florida's 29 electoral votes went to President Trump, and Republicans also consolidated their hold on power in Tallahassee by winning other competitive state House and Senate races.
Statewide, it is pretty rough for Florida Democrats. And I think it speaks to a need to completely reimagine the Democratic Party and to reemphasize the importance of centering policy and values on the needs of everyday people, which is what we do in our district every day. But I can't say the same for my party.
That's Democratic State Representative Anna Eskamani. A Washington Post reporter tweeted today about a Democratic caucus conference call in which establishment Democrats blamed the Black Lives Matter movement and progressives for the party's poor showing in Tuesday's election. Progressives pushed back against that narrative. A section of road that leads to the South Florida high school that Trayvon Martin attended now bears his name. The black teenager was killed in 2012. His death sparked a movement for social justice. The road became Trayvon Martin Avenue during a brief ceremony this morning. Martin was shot dead by George Zimmerman while Martin was visiting his father in Central Florida. Zimmerman's acquittal under the state's self-defense law in July of 2013 sparked the Black Lives Matter movement. Florida added more than 6,200 new cases of coronavirus today. That's the largest daily increase in 2 months. More than 827,000 Floridians have been infected and nearly 17,000 have died. Pinellas County Schools reported today that yesterday, seven more students tested positive for coronavirus in the district. Students in two classrooms have to quarantine, as do some students in 22 other classrooms. Here's the weather tonight, mostly clear, overnight low temperatures in the high 60s, tomorrow breezy and hot with a slight chance of a rain shower, highs in the mid 80s. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM on the WMNF app and on WMNF.org.
Some people who get elected to Congress grow in office. Others just bloat. Michael McCaul is a bloater. A self-absorbed right-wing trumpeter, this Texas lawmaker is about the richest guy in the U.S. House, wallowing in some $113 million in personal wealth. McCaul made his money the old-fashioned way. He married it. With his wife's inherited fortune, Michael decided to become a congressman, winning a grotesquely gerrymandered GOP district in 2004. Even by the low standards of Congress, McCaul has been unaccomplished. Unless you count championing tax breaks, regulatory favors, and corporate subsidies that have bloated his family's net worth by 940% since he's been in office. He's mostly known in Congress for his love of luxury living and for billing an unseemly number of those luxuries to us taxpayers. But here's an even starker measure of his character, his water meter. The McCauls live in a sprawling $7 million mansion in the scenic but arid hills of West Austin, where water conservation is an essential community ethic, unless you're a narcissistic politico. While the average Austin home uses 70,000 gallons of city water a year, McCaul glugs down 1.5 million gallons, even winning Water Hog of the Year in 2017. Rather than cutting back, he has simply directed the city to stop revealing his actual usage. This is Jim Hightower saying, but he could be coming down for a splash landing. The district's demographics are rapidly changing. 60,000 more Latinx residents since 2012, for example. And Mike Siegel, a young civil rights champion, has rallied a popular grassroots uprising to pull into a tie with McCaul. For workaday folks long disdained by the aloof incumbent, the sweet scent of comeuppance is in the fall air.
Hightower's commentaries are brought to you by the Hightower Lowdown, the monthly newsletter with Hightower's take on what Wall Street and Washington are up to. For information, visit HightowerLowdown.org.